Let's go on with some of your music. I want to hear much more about the tapestry of your soul as we go through this. Where should we go for stop two on the Mary Shapiro soul train?
Oh, goodness. I kind of want to go with I Thy Grace by Snatam Kaur.
You just said that name, Snatam Kaur. This doesn't sound like the English that I grew up speaking in Wisconsin. Where does this name come from?
To be honest, I don't know. I haven't done my homework on as far as who she is. I found her by accident. I slipped into a secondhand store and was just bumming around waiting for a friend, and this is the music that was playing. It really touched my soul. So I asked them, who is this? And they said, oh, and they pulled out the CD and actually had it for sale there. So there you go.
This song, By Thy Grace, is, from my point of view, if I didn't know that she had, I guess you'd say it's Hindu or it's something from India, influence, if I didn't know that, I would also say that this would be a perfectly good Christian song. Does it strike you that way?
Yes, that's definitely one of the reasons I like it. Because of my own personal background of having both Judaism and Catholicism in my family, I tend to see God as being everywhere all the time. And I think she's really captured that universalism, especially when she begins to chant the different names of God.
Having grown up with this mixture of Judaism and Catholicism, were you raised as either one or the other or both, or neither? Was it a demilitarized zone?
A demilitarized zone. That's great. I actually have that line in a song, believe it or not. Yes. I would say it was a demilitarized zone, but I was definitely raised Catholic. I went to Catholic schools all the way up and even into college. So I was raised Catholic, went to Catholic churches. My mother actually wanted us to celebrate Hanukkah and Passover and would try and encouraged my father to try to teach us. And he would sometimes just kind of roll his eyes. Because being raised a South Dakota Jew, I guess he didn't get the fullness that some other folks might have.
That's unfortunate because it is such a rich, rich, rich source of spirit in my own experience, too. I have a number of good friends and participated in the local synagogue here, too. So, By Thy Grace, is this a song that you could sing? We're going to be listening here, I think, to Snatam Kaur. But is this one that you could or do sing in concert yourself?
I have not sung it in concert or led it in any services, but I would like to. When she's singing it, I tend to sing along or meditate to it. I especially like the fact that she's singing directly to God and not just about God. So to me, that's prayer.
It's by Thy grace that I sing. It's by Thy grace that I sing. It's by Thy grace that I sing Your holy name. It's by Thy grace. It's by Thy